now at 11 p.m., according to that very same WMFO digital clock. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish, already a little extra, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dog-daring you since 1990. You would love my hand gestures tonight, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 65 minutes, just after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. It's what we do. We also like to say happy birthday to our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. And what happens on Freddie's birthday? Freddie gets what he wants. At least that's what he tells me. And since that's what he told me, I'm doing what he wants me to do. So, we all like going to a show. I like going to a show. You like going to a show. Even if the show's not very good, sometimes I still like going. I still have a good time. It wasn't a very good show that I saw earlier this week, but that's another story. Because tonight's show is going to be a good show. I think. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. You, the listener, you just let me know over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And, you know, be nice to Freddie. It's his birthday for a little bit longer. But for the rest of us, and him too, welcome to the Rock Club right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Just a kid, and single thing they did. They played the Clinch Mountain Backstep, the Freight Train Blues. They even played Hard Times when I asked them to. Ralph's still on the banjo, but Carter left the flat top. I said, so long, man, I'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Mics all around here. There's a recording truck outside. A record is being made. There's nothing you have to worry about. Just, you know, have a good time. I just don't identify your laughter. A lot of people like to do it. Ha 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 ha! Said Bill Harrison of Phoenix. By the way, you know, this room is full, and I might say that there's a camera up there right now. There's a Jewish audience in the Wilshire Ebell Theater watching this. They do that on high holidays when the temple fills up. They move into theaters, but they never take off the titles of the theater, and thousands of Jews walk out of deep throat. They ought to change the title. This is the, for the last 8 months, the performing I've done has been, as a headliner, I have closed the show. Opening is another story. Neil Diamond was the first person that I ever opened for at all. I had done television before that, but never any live performing, only dead performing. I met him at a college, I guess 4 years ago or so, in Mississippi. I didn't meet him till the actual show. I was met by the student body president who picked me up at the airport, and he said, "You're the comedian, huh?" Yes. "We had Al Capp here last night. He's a witty guy." Oh, boy. I'm in trouble. In trouble. It was all right. It went very well. And I stayed on and off with Neil for about 2 years. I started with him when he was doing small colleges, and my God, I watched the man price his way right out of the business. Now, it was getting strange there towards the end. He would perform, then the owner of the building would come and give him the deed to the building. "You own this, and this is my house, and this is my car. Thank you, Mr. Diamond." Ride away on a bike. no real bad experiences. Once in a while, I'd be in the middle of my act and somebody would yell, "Kentucky woman!" Happy to have her here. Thank you. Now, first of all, concert halls are getting too big anyway. What is it? There must be, what, 450, 500 people here? That's a good-sized crowd, even up to 4,000 in a place like Philharmonic Hall that's built to handle it. After that, I mean, Grand Funk Railroad sold out Shea Stadium. David Cassidy sold out the Astrodome. 55,000 humans under 8 in one building. There's a disease in there somewhere. I would just like to see the parking for that. That's all I would like to see. More station wagons in one place than anywhere on the earth. Kids, quiet, kids. If Ford ever had to recall all their station wagons, that would be the best way to... Just hold a David Cassidy concert, sir, right in Detroit. They'll all come in, I promise. Yeah, but how do we get the Mercurys back? Get a hold of the coasters. It's getting worse. I mean, there are buildings that are... There's no building large enough now, it seems. A Three Dog Night just passed a law within their group, starting, I think, in 2 months. They will play no more buildings of any kind. They will just play states and do... do 30, 32 concerts a year, stand in the middle of Kentucky and play, and everyone pays that day. Appearing in Kentucky, Three Dog Night! Liar. $8.50. I'm just going to Dayton. You heard it, you pay.
New song called Sound Man. I'm playing that again tonight. No request for Squeenie, please. We stop doing that. No, I'm sorry. We just got.
Sideburns too. Gotta stick your mama. not get paid tonight. The guy who plays the part of Paul, he stands 4 feet 6 inches tall. Wears platform shoes and to my surprise had plastic surgery on his eyes. Playing in a Beatle cover band, playing Vegas and don't play the part just right, I might not get paid tonight. The George guy must have lost his mind. He claims that he wrote that a second time. We always get the highest paying gigs, 'cause we gotta wear those stupid.
Did to kill that time, but he was always around to take the little rock stars home. He'd come up with all these goofy ideas on the ride home about what we should call ourselves, songs we should do. He would see a sign and said turn right, and thought that would, you know, be great. It was funny, all right. It was funny for a little while. Made me puke my guts. But I remember sometimes it would just drive me crazy. That would make a good song, wouldn't it?
No!
Wouldn't it?
No!
That would be a good name for your group.
thousand hands applaud tonight. I sing my songs, my star shines bright. I stop and smile, I take my bow. I leave the stage and then somehow backstage I'm lonely, backstage I cry. You've gone away and each night I seem to die a little. Out on that stage I'll play the star. I'm famous now, I've come so far. A famous fool, I let love go. I didn't know I'd miss you so. Backstage I'm lonely, backstage I cry. Hating myself since I let you say goodbye. Every night a different girl, every night a different club, and yet I'm lonely all the time. When I sign my autograph, when I hold an interview and get you out of my mind. Come back, my love, come back to me. I need you now so desperately. What good is fame? It's just a game. I'd give it all to be the same. Backstage I wait now, hoping I'll see your smiling face waiting there backstage for me. Your smiling face waiting backstage for me. Backstage.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and everyone should be very upset right now because it would appear that Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. has lost his internet connection. This is not good. It's not good for any of us. I know I'm not happy about it. Tired of airplane noise? Call Massport Noise Complaint Line. It's 617-561-3333. Or you can do that complaining online at bostonwestfairskies.org/noisecomplaints. noise-complaints.html. So there. Speaking of noise, it was mentioned over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group by our chairman of the board in the New York office, Sweet Joe Silver, that he hasn't heard the sounds in a long time of the ring. Not the bracelet. No bracelet. It's a ring. We've talked about this a few times, but I can see where people would miss it. It's okay. But the ring of yore died. I've repaired it so many times as the baubles would fall off and I would replace them. It got tired of it and kind of just fell apart. So I stopped wearing the ring because it was broken. I couldn't wear it anymore. Then I finally came up with another ring with baubles, and the stone promptly fell out of that, and I was unable to fix it for a while. Finally did, though. So now I am back to wearing a ring. It's a little too large and may have to go away when it gets cold and my finger is smaller because it's cold. You know, science. But it's just not as loud. That's as loud as this one gets right now. Now, if its baubles ever disappear, as the last one did, and I start replacing them, you can bet the volume will go up because I tend to skew towards the louder baubles. I don't know how I get there, but I do. So that's the story of the ring and the sounds for now. See the things you learn here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? You see. You can also learn right now that Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. is back on the internet now. So everyone can just relax and rejoice a little bit. I don't know what the internet would be without him. So let's not find out again, okay? Thank you. Instead, let's listen to the Kinks right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My big day, it was the biggest day of my life. It was the summit of my long career, but I fell so down and I drank too much beer. The management said that I should not appear. I walked out onto the stage and started to speak. The first night I missed for a couple of years, I explained to the crowd and they started to cheer. And just when I wanted no one to be there, all of my friends were there. Not just my friends, but their best friends too. All of my friends were there to stand and stare, say what they may. All of their friends need not stand. Those who love were not friends anyway. All of my friends were there to stand and stare. Days went by, I walked around dressed in a disguise. I wore a moustache and I parted my hair and gave the impression that I did not care. But oh, the embarrassment, oh, the despair. Came the day, helped with a few large glasses of gin. I nervously mounted the stage once again, got through my performance and no one complained. Thank God I could go back to normal again. I went to that old cafe where I had been in much happier.
The night Bo Diddley came to town.
She made on me that night. I did not have a chance the way that music made me dance. My baby had to leave me for the drummer. I guess I'll never solve that mystery. I think I've learned my lesson. Just don't get too near the band when it's live music, live music. A little before she left me, I asked her what it's all about. She says she'd feel like dancing. She'd feel like stepping out.
So the boys got together and formed a band, Fate Played the Straight Man, and since then they'd never looked back.
Welcome to Clopey. I seen you on the telly with your long hair and pimples.
We arrived at the gate looking rough, not happy we'd all had enough of 8 hours on the road.
Thanks, Larry, said he.
It's the booze of a meter, boy.
Yep, yep, yes, indeed.
And the hotel reception was empty and cold, with horrid red wallpaper 40 years old.
It sank like a rhino.
Sensation. Highly talented. Fabulous. Fabulous. Fabulous.
We are the Now Tones. We do top 40. We wear matching outfits. We look real sporty. Like a living jukebox. We play the hits. Up here in Lounge on a
say, what do you guys do for a living anyway?
We are the Now Tones. You can't go wrong. Cause we say thank you at the end of every song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I have your attention, please? Can I have your attention? All right, now listen. There's still some people coming in. So for the benefit of you people who just paid to get in, from now on, the Woodchuck Festival of Peace, Love, and Death is a free concert! All right, a free concert! This doesn't mean you can do anything you want to do. It means you gotta do what you're told. Okay, now we all know why we came here. A million of us. We came here to off ourselves. So we want you people who are into macrobiotics to off yourself over in the South 40 to be used for organic fertilizer. Now, if your buddy's too stoned to off himself, roll him up in a sleeping bag and drag him over to where the tractors can ride over. And as you know, there isn't enough food to go around. There just isn't enough food. So remember, the man next to you is your dinner. Okay, I'd like to introduce this first group. This is the first and last time they ever played together. So let's hear it from Freud, Marx, Engels, and Young.
Dickens, while I sipped a glass of cola, so I asked if that pianist couldn't play a bar of notes.
For the concert in the park, I felt just like a lark. My heart was filled with bliss. Each time we'd feel a kiss, it was grand and the band was playing.
Something like a poker, that was awful out of meter, so I took a right tomato and I threw it at the leader.
Sweet music brought romance our way. The more they play, the more we'd love. The more we'd love, the more they play. Oh, the concert in the park touched off that certain spark. And when you whispered yes, I found my happiness. It was grand and the band was playing.
Symphonies and waltzes from beginning to Dakota, and I just a darn disgusted that I couldn't bring myself.
Now we're all set because we've met at the concert in the park.
You're talking about the concert and it doesn't mean a thing. You never liked a concert, all you ever liked was swing. You never got romantic at a concert, so you're wrong. I'm like, you think it sounded kind of pretty in your song.
Now we're all set because we've met at the concert in the park.
The song is called Other Show, Other Kind of Show. It's called Disappointing Show. Disappointing Show. I saw it. Disappointing show. Man, those guys blow. Disappointing show. Get your shit together. Disappointing show. Man, those guys blow. On the drums. Mr.
Joseph Stalin on the drums, ladies and gentlemen. Man. Some other guy on the bass. Check him out. Whoa. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, on the guitar, yeah. That's... Play it, son. Yeah. Disappointing show. Yeah. Man, those guys blow. I tried to sing along, then it all went wrong. Disappointing show. Then the next song came along. That's when it all went wrong. And the PA fell on the crowd. Then the cops came and took us away for an extended period of questioning about the PA. What went wrong? Should have rehearsed more and talked about the song sequence. Disappointing show.
Abroad was neither typical nor all that odd. I swear to God, here's a few of the highlights for you. Rose a little late, drove like hell. Really should've known they'd be late as well. Smoked a big fatty. Traffic was clear, so clear. I stopped for a beer to celebrate our departure. Got to the gate, not late, still feeling great. Waiting for our departure. Missed the smell of things gone too well. At the terminal I got confused. Checked in the merchandise, but not my base, which got misplaced. I sure wished I had it later. Passed through security, I never learned. Gave the guy my driver's license, never to return. I sure couple calls, but had no luck. I'm changing planes, my pain was assuaged at the stage. Delhi and Newark Airport. Who would have guessed the best was Strami on Earth, right there at the Newark Airport. Ate one slow, took one to go. Today, the casuals went to Sweden. Later that night, when I thought I might lie.
Ricky Bates.